Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. All right. Praise God and welcome to Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. It's now 9 o'clock. We have a sermon. And we're going to bring that love is gone, and especially in the United States. Why we don't see people loving anybody no more? Why are Christians dividing themselves and call themselves Christians, especially in America? There's no love. Love's gone. People are so cold nowadays. Trying to make sure that my fiance is on, can see me. Okay. I want to again thank all of you. Monique, my fiance, God bless you. Love you. Brother Pastor Baker, thank you. God bless you. Jermaine Edwards, God bless you. Kevin Downswell, God bless you. Evangelist Janet Taylor, God bless you. Pastor Earl White, God bless you. I want to share something that the world really needs that we don't have no more, especially in America now. Now, God gives us a specific commandment we're going to pray about and talk about this. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth by the Holy Ghost, who went out doing good and healing all that were oppressed. Lord, use me as your oracle. I take authority over Satan and any type of demonic interference that will stop me from teaching this word. Father, we bind Satan. We take authority over every demonic spirit in the name of Jesus that's in here. We ask it to leave. Leave now. Go. Lord, we bind Satan. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bind in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We bind every satanic force that would block this sermon to go out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, hello to my fiance. Thank you, my fiance. Melicha, God bless you. Monique for me. God bless you, babes. Love. 1 Corinthians 13:1 says, and here's why I'm teaching about this tonight. There are Christians. The Bible says in Psalms 122:1, we need to read this because this is going to set us up with the teaching that we're going to be going through. Go to Psalms 122:1. God's word is true, and every man be a lie. I said God's word is true, and every man. In Psalms 122:1, it says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand with thy gates of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is corrupt together. Then it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they shall prosper that love thee. Psalms 122:6, pray for the peace. Love is peace. There's no peace in Israel. And Israel is the point and the key point of the prophecies of Jesus Christ. Over here in America and overseas, I find that people have no love for nobody. And the Bible says in the last days that love shall be gone and going to go away with. And that's happening now. Now, let me explain to you about love. You have an agape love, that's the love of God. A phileo love, that's a brotherly love. Eros love, that's the love with your wife, which is agape and phileo. And eros means sexual, with your wife. I didn't say with somebody else's wife, I said with your wife. And these loves is what God instituted and implemented in the world, and they're going out. There's no love no more. You got more hate than you do in love, especially here in America. Now, I'm going to talk about America, because I'm an American veteran. And I can speak against my country. I'm not talking about Jamaica. That's for a pastor in Jamaica. I'm talking about America. You call yourself a Christian and you don't even love people of color over here. You put them in jail. You lock them up. You hang them. You shoot them. And you call yourself love. Look at all these so-called Christians in America voting for Donald Trump. And he get on TV and talk about that America's a third world country. This man is delusional. Love's gone. It's definitely not in the Christian community in America because they have taken sides beginning a Republican or Democrat. I'm neither. The law doesn't tell us to get involved with these political parties, and yet we do that. There's no love here. In 1 Corinthians 13:1, it says, though I speak with tongues of men and in angels and have not charity, C-H-A-R-I-T-Y. Charity in the Greek through English translation means love. I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and through I have all faith that I can remove mountains and have no love, I'm nothing. And this Donald Trump don't definitely show no love to African-American people. These people don't show love to you in politics. Only the person that can love you is Jesus. How God loved this earth. God sent his only begotten son in John 3:16. So God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, John 3:15. That's a lot of love that he has toward us as humans. But as humans to humans, there's no love. You still got white people in America still calling black people niggas. George Floyd wasn't that long ago. That was, what, 4 or 5 years ago. How many killings have we had with so-called white Christian police officers? And even black police officers that's so-called Christians beat one of their own to death. That's not love. You go into the filling station, I'm a veteran. I know how to look around and keep my swivel and keep watching everything. Had a little young kid come up to me talking about, what up, Unc? I said, what's up? What's up with that 40 caliber you got sticking out? Why you got to show your weapon, man? You ex-military? I said, yeah. He said, yes, sir. Ain't no love out here. When you get children disrespecting their mother and father and not honoring them, we got that every day here in Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States. I'm not talking about no other country but the United States of America. Then Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13:3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, which is a good thing, and though I have given my body to be burned and have not loved, it profited me nothing. This is where we at in society. God sent a man a good wife. God sent a wife a good husband, and Satan tried to get in there, and the man go out here and commit an adultery, have what he got at home, but that lust in him, that's called youthful lust, 2 Timothy 2:22. That ain't no love for you to do your wife like that. Or the wife love her husband, and yet the devil trick your mind, gotten you thinking that this other man can do something better than the husband that God gave you. That's not love to do a person like that. I had counseled a man about 2 or 3 months ago. Me and Sister Durden together was on the phone, and he said, you got to understand, man, I had to hit her. I said, no, I can't understand that. You hitting yourself. See, we don't have no love no more. 1 Corinthians 13:4, love suffereth long. Can you tell that to Donald Trump and these Republicans? Love suffereth long. Why is that? Do you know that Jesus was on a tree? Galatians 3:13, cursed is he who hangeth on a tree. Christ became a curse that we may inherit the blessings of Abraham. How many hours of agony that man had to go through? The man wanted water. He was the Son of God in the flesh. They gave him gall. That's love. He didn't have to die on a cross for neither any of us. See, I made a vow to the Lord many years ago. I was in the military. I could have got killed. And I asked the Lord, Lord, if you get me out of this, I promise that I will serve you. And I did. Am I the best pastor? No, I'm not. Am I the perfect pastor? No, I'm not. Okay? None of us are. But I did keep my vow. And I didn't know the word of God. I was Roman Catholic. I don't even have family members even to contact me because I don't deal with religion. I deal with the Bible. God loved me throughout all my stupidity. So this is why you have to have patience with people, because God was patient with you. Charity suffereth long. That's true love. And it's kind, K-I-N-D. You husbands who speak in negative words to your wife, you think she like that? You calling her names that her mother and father haven't even called. You think she like that? You wives hollering and cussing at your husband, cussing them out, throwing something at them. That ain't love. That's commotion. That's foolishness. That brings on a seed, discord. This is why we have to learn how to love. And you have to teach that in the family environment. A lot of these young African-American men I see never had love. Don't even know what it's like to be a leader. One guy looked at me, and he saw me with my dog tag on. It was about 19, 20, 22 years old young man. I came over there, and I just started talking to him. What's up? They had their guns. Hey, Unc, you ain't scared? And I went like this. I got one too, Bubba. So I had to relate to them. So I showed my 40 caliber. Oh, Unc, what's up? And then as I start talking to them, I found out they don't even know who their daddy is. I talked to these young men for 6 hours. Two of them went in the military. Rodriguez Baker. Met him at 19 years of age. 20. Came to the church. God got his life right. God bless him. And he's doing good now. You have to love people. But in America, there's no such thing as love, especially with these racist people over here. God doesn't like that. So charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not, which is love. Love vaunteth not itself. Love is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own and is easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. That's true love. Do we have that in the family in America, in Jamaica, in Canada? Do you really have that love in your home where the father would sit down with his wife and his children and teach them the Bible? The most powerful thing that you can give somebody is the word of God. Peter the apostle says, money I have not, but Jesus I do. We don't have love like this that's in the Bible. Then it says, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things, believe all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never faileth. Well, how is this in the Bible and we're not doing it to each other? It says, love, charity, never faileth. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he loved us. If he can forgive me for all the things I did, and I'm not proud of nothing I've done in the world, and I vow to him, Lord, if you get me out of this mess, I will serve you. And I've been on radio station 14 years trying to keep that commitment. Has it been easy for me? No. I'm a deliverance minister. People don't like deliverance ministers. I'm not denominational. I don't believe in the Bible where it says First Lady. That ain't in the Bible. Pastor's Appreciation Day. That, what you appreciate me for? Appreciate Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God. It is him that you need to appreciate. It is him that you need to look up to. I don't deserve it, but God's mercy and grace have me here. And we need to be patient with people who we're around, who we love, if we say we're Christian. God was patient with you. You weren't all right. Sometimes we forget that the love of God has given us in us with him. He wants us to exhibit that also as he did. In John 14, 11, 12, Jesus says, do as I do. Love never faileth, but whether there is prophecy, they shall fall. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Now, let me show you where we at now in these last days, because love is gone, especially in America. All these millions of Americans voting for Donald Trump, is pitiful. A man that's been convicted of sexual harassment, get the children out the room, okay? Get all your children, anybody that's young, get them out of the room. Please get them out, okay? Because I need to say something to grown adults. This man sticks his finger in a woman that's not even his wife and defecate her and speak negative things. They had to find him again for another $85 million. That's not a Christian. A Christian man wouldn't do this. And you Christians in America supporting him, what is wrong with you? There's no love of God in you. That man don't have no love of God. That man can't anything but by himself. If you love someone, you shall show the agape love that Christ showed, which we don't see no more. It's gone. Children don't even have leaders in the family that can teach them the word of God. God is love. And when you give somebody the word of God, that's the best thing you can give them because it guides us into how to live on this earth. Now, I'm going to show you where we at in the times that we live in right now. This is why we don't have no love, because the Bible says that Christ is coming very soon. And I really believe that only one person know when Christ is coming back is God the Father. Only God knows. But he says that there will be violence in the earth before he comes. That's in Ephesians 6:11. And sin will increase more and more and more. And we see that. And we see the coming apostasy of these last days with no love based on 2 Timothy 3:1. It says, this know also that in the last days, privileged times shall come. What does that mean? The last days of salvation history begin at Pentecost in Acts 2, will be concluded with the second coming of Christ. Paul prophesied through the Holy Spirit and that the evil that will come in the world before Christ come. As the conclusion of the last days approaches, there will be widespread collapse of moral structure of the family and of society in general, as people are ignorant, have no love for the word of God, they are lovers of themselves more than lovers of God, and they love money. Money is mammoth. Did you know that there are a lot of Christians believe that they're supposed to be rich, wealthy-wise? Did you know as a Christian, the Bible tells us that we are not supposed to even go that way? Proverbs 23:4 says, labor not to be rich. Cease from thy own wisdom, because it pulls you away from God and make you love money more than God. Now, here are some signs that's going on right now in the world. This know also that in the last days prevalent times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetousness, boastful, proud, blasphemers, disobedience to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural afflictions, truth breakers, false accusers, inconsistent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. That's where we at now. That's where we at in society, is that people love pleasures more than anything else. Then it says something else. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. All these prophetic theories that the Republican Party is shooting out to Christians, QAnon, theories, confusion. Donald Trump does not represent love, brothers and sisters. God doesn't want you to look at your brother as a Republican or a Democrat. He wants to see you as your brother in Christ. But because of your ideologies and your political differences, pull you away from the love that God intends us as a body of Christ to become over here in this country. We are really facing some serious times in this world. When you don't love your wife and you treat your wife bad, you know that's not love. She can feel that. You men, I'm talking to men now, that's committed to a woman. A woman is very sensitive. She's very emotional. The Bible says the woman is the weaker vessel for us. If you really love this woman that you married, why are you changing your ways? You used to carry out every week. You've been married 5 years, now you don't want to do that no more. Well, in my heart, you ain't really loved her. Because when God gives us love for a person, it doesn't die out. Does the love of God die out when you make a mistake every day? Huh? Peter asked Jesus, Lord, how many times shall we forgive our brother? It says 77 times a day. Do you have love to be for your wife if she's not at a level where you at? Or do you have love for your husband if he's not where you at in some knowledge that you have? Patience is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love is what drives the family. Now, if anybody has a family, husband, wife, and Jesus not is in the middle, it ain't going to work. Amos 3:3 says, how can two come together unless they agree? Jesus says he must be in the midst. And these Christians in America, I don't even see Christ in the midst of them, and especially these churches here. It's pitiful. Apostle, what's that brother, Dino Jenkins, say, come out to these churches. Come out, they ain't teaching you nothing. They're trying to take your money. Scripture that's not in the Bible, sacrificial offering. That's not love, take people's money. And these pastors using these people's money and living high off the hog and don't give them people a dime. That's not love. It's not love to disrespect someone who loves you. Well, you want to say something negative. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. And whatsoever comes out of the mouth can be cursed as a blessing, James 3:10. And you say, person who loved you. I get so many calls of men and women calling about their husband. You men, stand up and be men. You married her, you loved her, and all of a sudden, the things that you did for her, well, when you dated her, you got married, you stopped. That's not love. You pretended. The choice is yours. Do you want to really know who love is, and you need to know who Jesus is? I really believe a man cannot be an effective husband unless he understands the mysteries of Christ. And the wife, effective wife, lets you understand the mysteries of Christ through the Bible. It's up to the man's job to teach his wife, to instruct her of biblical spiritual things. I had a man call me about 3 weeks ago. Overton, he's a U.S. Marine. I can relate to them because I was military. She keep going to the church. I said, Sergeant Major, listen to me. Well, go ahead, sir. She going to the church because you ain't doing your job. Teach her the Bible yourself. Well, I don't know the Bible. Well, then that's why she going to another man. It is a man's job and responsibility to protect his wife, to teach her, to love her, to provide for her physically, mentally, spiritually, and financial. And I get men call me. I'm sick of them. Man, I don't love her no more. Why you don't love her no more? You married her? Well, she picked up weight. That ain't love. That Bible didn't tell you you got divorced her because your wife got fat. So if she got fat, you look at her when she was in a good day. The outer shell ain't going to last forever. It's the inner thing that you got to seek, which is true love. And I get men call me some old stupid, ridiculous, foolish stuff. And you know why? Because whoever you associate you with, you can have transfer of spirits with. I don't want no man around me that's an adulteress. That's a demonic spirit. You can't, light and dark don't match. Love your wife. Love your children. Respect your mother. They're, you know, in the United States, they don't, man, these people over here don't even respect their parents. That's true love when you respect your parents, but not follow your parents. You know, my mother was Catholic. I mean, I respected her to the Lord, showed me that what she was teaching me wasn't right. And if it wasn't right, you know, I had to stand on God's word. I got persecuted with it, but at the end, I led my mother to the Lord before she died. You children, love your parents. Ephesians 6:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Over here in the United States, you got young boys robbing their mama. I was so upset. I used to be a chaplain, and I got out of it because you know, I just got tired of seeing the misery with young African-American black men going to jail here every day. They don't have no love. I talked to them young men 6 hours. They came to my church, two of them in the military, one went to college, one stopped being a gangster. Just give a brother a chance and grow him up. You brothers here in the States, if you see a young brother on the side, go talk to him. Now, if he don't want it, leave him alone. But we need love. Love is not nowhere in the world no more, especially with parents with children in the United States. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandments, with promise, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live as long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nature and the admiration of the Lord. Do you men do that? Yet you say you love your family? Are you setting an example for your wife? A husband is the head of the wife. Christ is the head of the man. How can we get so disharmonized with the Lord? I don't understand. And people call themselves a Christian, especially over here in America. Now, I got a real bad problem. Now, in Jamaica, I love Jamaica way much more than I love America. And I say this to anyone. My fiance is Jamaican. Yes, I like Jamaican women. Yep, I love a Jamaican woman. And I got a good one. I got one that got my back. And you get a good Jamaican woman, you got a woman. She going to clean. She going to cook. She going to make sure you happy. And you American men, whether you have a non-Jamaican woman or whoever, you got to love her like Christ like love the church. You can't start some off one day and then switch. Lady told me, you know, my husband don't even carry me out to dinner no more. I had to counsel him. I said, man, carry your wife out to dinner. He told me I'm saving up some money so he can go hunting with his friend. See, you can't get comfortable with a person that you love. You got to ask God and you to pray for that person you love. Pray for Israel. If you love Israel, pray for her. It says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalms 122, verse 6. Israel, I got saved in Israel. I served with the Israeli military. I love Israel. And our Savior comes from Israel, Yeshua. And Yeshua died. Did you think that Jesus wanted to get up? He cried. He said, Lord, take this cup away from me. Love is a sacrifice. To make one's person or your partner content in you pleasing them. Now, some of you men think that the only way to please a woman is through the sex thing. No, the woman don't need all that. That don't pay the bills. Jesus paid the sex. Okay, but you better put the feeding her, taking care of her, taking care of the children. You got to put that in and the Bible. Because if you're just going to marry a person for the wrong reason, it ain't going to work. And this is what we have here. So many people say that they love people, but yet they hurt the people that they love. And I'm finding out that most people that do this have a spirit of rejection, unwanted. Probably didn't even want to be birthed. I had a lady told me, I don't want this child. I don't want this child at the hospital. And she was like 7 months pregnant. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, take your hand and stick it in your ear like this. And he said, you take your hand and your palm, your hand, your ear. He said, that's how a baby is in a woman's womb. And when that child hears that mother saying, I don't want this child. Sorry I did that. That little baby hears that. And the minute that child comes into the world, the spirit of rejection has jumped right on it. That's not love. If you're pregnant, don't be saying things that you don't want to say because that little child is connected to you. And how you act while you're in that womb can either affect that child. Love is deep. Again, you have agape love, phileo, and eros. The agape love is the love that you have with God. The phileo love is the friendship love. The eros love is the love that you have with your wife sexually, spiritually, physically, and financially. All those have to be combined to be love. You just can't do one and do the other. That ain't going to work. So as we see how we are dealing with really children, and I find it so difficult that I see on the news here every day in Atlanta, Georgia, some young kids shooting at mama. My hometown, Mobile, Alabama, man, they're killing people left and right, killing their parents. Normally, children of believers remain under parents' guidance until they become part of another family unit. Then it says, small children must be taught to obey and honor the parents that bring us up in training. One thing about my fiance, she got a little pretty little daughter, and she said, Jesus, Jesus. I said, repeat this after me. She's just repeating it. And then she was, I said, in the name of Jesus. She said, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. So I noticed through that somebody's brought this child the word of God. They need this in America, not just in America, everywhere. Now, America has just went away from love to hate. I really believe that we're in a stage in the United States because any one of you so-called Christians who's voting for Donald Trump, you are full of hate. You don't have the love of God in you. You cannot have the love of God in you with this man say that he called black nations shitholes. That's what he said, African nations shitholes, degrade women. If you say you love someone or anybody, you must represent Christ through your love. If you love your wife, you would love her as Christ loved the church. That's a mystery. And if you don't know how Christ loved the church, I advise you men not to commit yourself to get married. But we need love before we go. When love is gone, we have no hope. But Christ, who has over all principalities and powers and dominion, over all earthly beings and in the heaven and under the heaven, has love that he provided for us. When you're around anybody who's human, don't be impatient with them. Remember how God was patient with you and how God loved you. Don't say anything negative to somebody if you say that you love them. Then you don't really love them, because the Bible says, out the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak it. And if your heart speaking negative things to people that you care for, or even people that you don't know, whether white, black, purple, and pink, you need to get some deliverance of hate. Now, there is a hate that the Bible speaks of that is righteously. When you hear me say, Trump, I hate Donald Trump, that's biblically. Because God says in Romans 9:13, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Why did God hate Esau? Because Esau wasn't right with God. He came with God with not all of his sacrifices. You can hate evil, but don't hate the people that you supposed to love when you don't. I get a lot of men, wives, women calling me about their husband, saying that they love them, don't care them out to dinner, don't speak to them, go in another room. What is this? That's not marriage, brother. That's the devil. God bless you here at Live Blooming Sinnet Radio. Have love for one another. Pray for America. Please pray for Jamaica. We lift up Jamaica up in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you bless Andrew Honus and protect the nation of Jamaica. Protect it from hurricanes. Lord, we rebuke the demonic spirit of colonialism over Jamaica from Great Britain. Let them be free with this governor general so they can have their total independence and bring reparations to Jamaica and bring reparations to African Americans in these United States of America, we pray. Amen. God bless you. It's a wonderful time to share with you. If you'd like to sow a seed, please sow a seed. We need your contributions. We're going to be doing a telethon. I need your contributions to sow a seed. Amen. I have some responsibilities, and I need to do some things on this radio station. I'm trying to get a internet TV station out of the United States through a cable network, but that takes money. Please go to www.livedeliverance.com. On the lower left-hand corner of the icon, you will sow a seed to where it says sow a seed. It's a secure PayPal site, or you can go to www.livedeliverance.com and hit your where it says GoFundMe. God bless you. Don't forget Thursday Evangelist Janice Taylor on blogtalk.com. Also, pastor out of Kingston, Jamaica, Pastor Earl White will be on Thursdays. Go to www.livedeliverance.com and go to where it says live stream. Pastor Earl White, always on Mondays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock Jamaican time. Pastor Earl White from Kingston, Jamaica. Later on tonight, we're going to have some sermons from V.T. Williams. V.T. Williams tonight at 10 o'clock. V.T. Williams, and we're going to have Bishop Blair tonight out of Kingston, Jamaica, Evangelist Association of Jamaica. V.T. Williams and Bishop Blair will be tonight at 10 o'clock. Shalom. God bless Jamaica, Israel, and the United States. Have a good evening. Good night.